Remember 6 years ago when the service first began, not a single one of us was married, apart from Ben.
6年之后我们很多人已经结了婚了。
But 6 years down the track, we see many newlyweds, new couples.
有些人可能还准备要结婚。
And some are preparing to be married.
我现在讲一个故事，大家仔细听清楚了。
So now I'm going to tell you a story, and I hope you listen very carefully.
有一个酒吧的老板，他这样形容他的顾客啊，来喝酒的那些顾客。
A bar owner once described his patrons, his customers like this.
他说那些晚上来我这里喝酒的人。 要不呢，就是家里面没有太太、没有老婆，所以他们来这里喝酒。
The men that come to drink at my bar at night either do not have wives at home.
另外一个原因就是，要么他们家里有一个太太，所以他们要来这里喝酒。
Or have a wife at home, and that's why they're here.
是不是要想一想？
So this statement makes you think.
家里没有太太的要来喝酒，可以理解。
It's understandable for those who do not have wives to leave the home and come out and drink.
家里有太太的又要出来喝酒，看来问题不是家里有没有太太。
But even those with wives at home still come out and drink, and that shows that the problem lies not with whether you have a wife or not.
那到底是家出了什么问题呢？
But perhaps there are issues at home.
什么是家？
So what is home?
那如果你去找字典的话，其实"家"这个字啊，很简单的，很少解释。
If you grab the dictionary, the word has a very narrow definition.
虽然它很少的解释，但是家却是每一个人都在寻找的东西。Other
definitions include that home is something that everyone is searching for.
是每个人都寻找，但是家并不是一个单单一个房子或者一个院子里面有人住着，不是这个就是叫做一个家了。
When home is something everyone's searching for, but is it just a, you know, a house and a garden, sufficient living space? Is that called home?
有人说家应该是一个有人气的、有欢笑的一个地方。
Some say home is made up by the people, a place where people can smile.
也有人说家是一个避风港，一个让你觉得安全、安心，让你在那里不需要去假装的一个地方。
Others say home is a shelter, somewhere where you feel safe, secure, and you don't need to pretend.
是一个你可以在那里自由的哭、自由的笑的一个地方。
Place where you can freely laugh or cry.
对我来说，家可能就是一个孕育我的地方，一个当我离开之后我会想念的那个地方，可能就是我叫它做家。Perhaps
home to me is a place that is mine, a place that I'll miss if I ever leave it.
家就是家，其实家很难解释到底什么是家的。But
I mean, home is home. It's very hard to define.
但是我想，虽然很难去讲，但是我们理解它是什么。But
I'm sure each and every one of us have an understanding of what home is.
当一个人成为基督徒之后，我们会有两个家。But
when a person becomes a Christian, we have two homes.
一个是我们血缘的家。One
is the home for our flesh and blood.
一个是属灵的家，
and the other is our spiritual home.
在今天的经文当中，有一个关于这个属灵的家庭观念，它贯通了整个经文。
In today's Bible passage, there is a parable about the concept of this spiritual home.
那我们在看这个观念之前，我们先看今天的经文，它到底讲了什么事情。
And before we delve into this concept, let us look at the Bible passage as a whole, see what's going on.
那我们打开圣经，我们一起来看哦。
So let us open our Bibles.
那今天的经文里面呢，耶稣哈一开始继续的在各地不断的讲道啊、教导啊、医治啊，或者说赶鬼的工作。In
today's passage, Jesus continues to travel around preaching, teaching, and healing and casting out demons.
而每一次啊，我们看到那些邪灵都能够认出耶稣就是神的儿子。In
fact, every single time the impure spirits saw him, they would actually recognize him as the Son of God.
接着呢，在这个时候，耶稣选了12个人，称他们为使徒，然后常常的跟他们在一起。Continuing
on, Jesus selects 12 of his followers and calls them disciples, and they go with him everywhere that he goes.
而耶稣做这么多的工作呢，招来了一些对他的身份有误解，甚至是反对他的一些的声音。But
in Jesus' work, he caused many others to mistake his true identity. And in fact, protest against him.
有人说他疯了。
Some people were saying that he was out of his mind.
有人说他赶鬼是因为靠着鬼来赶鬼。
Others said he was able to cast out demons because he was possessed by the prince of demons.
那耶稣就用了比喻来解释他不是从撒旦那里来的，因为撒旦怎么可以自己攻击自己呢？
But here Jesus disproves these people using the example that he is not Satan by saying, how can Satan drive out Satan?
啊，我们也知道啊，之前的经文都是这样，每一次耶稣有机会去回应其他的人的时候呢，其实他不是为了要去回答那个问题的。
But as we know, from reading previous parables by Jesus, every time Jesus responds to someone, it is not necessarily just to answer the question that's been framed.
其实耶稣是要透过这些机会去告诉人一些的真理。
He also uses his responses to further teach other people about other truths.
那这个经文当中啊，在28-29节里面可能有很多人都不是很明白这个经文在讲什么。
Perhaps in verses 28 and 29, people may not fully understand, the content of these verses.
或者有人会害怕这些经文。
Perhaps some people may even, fear these verses.
耶稣说，一切的罪和亵渎的话都可以被赦免。
Jesus says, truly I tell you, people can be forgiven for all their sins and every slander they utter.
那单单看这句话，我想都不是很难理解哦。
Sure, this part of the passage is understandable.
啊，因为我们相信耶稣的时候啊，并且我们透过耶稣基督的救赎啊，我们的所有的罪可以得到赦免了。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ and we receive salvation through Him, and hence all our sins are forgiven.
那第二句话比较困惑的，他说亵渎圣灵的却永世不得赦免。
But it's the second part of this verse that may confuse people, where Jesus says, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin.
会不会有人这样害怕呢？诶，我之前可能有意无意的得罪了圣灵啊，如果我得罪了圣灵，那以后都不能得救了，是不是那不能被赦免了呢？
Perhaps some people are afraid of this verse because, for example, once upon a time they may have thought that they blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, and this verse obviously says they will never be forgiven.
那到底怎么样才是亵渎圣灵了呢？
But in order to understand this, we must understand what is it to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
那所以我想花一点点的时间来解释一下这一句话。
So we'll spend a little bit of time explaining this verse.
透过耶稣神的赦免啊，神可以赦免我们一切所犯的罪，这是非常清楚的。
Through Christ, God has forgiven all of our sins. This is absolutely certain.
一切的都可以被赦免，但是亵渎圣灵的却不被赦免，这是不是有点互相矛盾呢？
But if he can forgive all sins, but does not forgive blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, aren't these two statements contradictory?
神一定不会是互相矛盾的。
But of course, God is not a contradictory God.
所以我们要去明白什么是亵渎圣灵的意思。
So you must understand specifically what it means by blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
亵渎圣灵就是一个人故意去拒绝圣灵的感动。
Well, biblically, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is the action of willfully rejecting the Holy Spirit.
因为我们要知道，我们一个人啊，相信耶稣或者去接受这个福音的救赎，首先不是我们自己，是圣灵来感动我们的心啊，是圣灵要呼召一个人，是圣灵首先的工作。
As we all know, in order for a person to accept salvation, requires the Holy Spirit to move their hearts and to call them. The Holy Spirit needs to call upon the person.
但是如果这个人有圣灵在感动他啊，这样的感动，但是他拒绝圣灵的感动，他不要这样的感动，这就是叫亵渎圣灵。
But if the Holy Spirit is trying to work in a person, but the person rejects the Holy Spirit's calling, this is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
那当然我们明白，当一个人去拒绝圣灵的感动的时候，其实就是不回应耶稣对你的呼召，不回应啊这个救赎。那当然这个人不能得到耶稣基督的救恩。
Hence, if a person does not respond to the Holy Spirit's calling and in fact rejects it, rejects believing in Jesus Christ, then he will not receive salvation.
那这样的话，这个人就要为自己的罪来承担责任。
And hence, in the end, they will need to take responsibility for their own sins themselves.
当然，罪的结果，罗马书要讲，启示录里面也讲得非常清楚，所以我就不讲了。
And the outcome of this is clearly explained in Romans and Revelations, and we will not go into it here today.
啊，只要让大家放心，如果你是真正的接受了耶稣基督的话，一切的罪都被赦免了。
But reiterating for everyone not to fear, for if we accept Jesus Christ, all of our sins will be forgiven.
31-35节我们继续看下去，里面又提到耶稣的母亲和弟弟来找他。
So continuing on, we go to verses 31 and 35, when Jesus' mother and brothers arrive.
可能耶稣的家人、啊、受到了、其他人的压力、哦、因为其他的人都说、哎、这个人好像有精神问题啊，又有鬼上身、啊、所以呢他的家人来接他回家。
Perhaps other people, their neighbors in those times, were giving them pressure, saying that Jesus was out of his mind, and hence they went out to try to bring him home.
在这个时候耶稣就回应，这个回应给了基督徒啊，我们对一个家庭观念有一个更加清晰的看见。
But Jesus gives them a response, and this response, in fact, gives us a clearer perspective of the concept of a home for Christians like us.
耶稣重新去定义了一个基督徒对家庭的看法。
In fact, Christ has renewed the views that a Christian should have towards their home or their family.
当然这一个看法我们要看从整段的经文来看。
But obviously, to understand this concept, we must look at the whole passage.
第一个，基督徒的家庭观念的一个重点就是我们有两个家，我们都讲过。
First and foremost, in a Christian's perspective, we have two homes, two families.
耶稣呼召了12门徒在今天的经文当中来跟随他，从此跟随耶稣的人进入了一个属灵的家。
And Christ calls his 12 disciples to follow him, and hence they became a spiritual family.
这个属灵的家里面啊，有12个人，有的是渔夫，有的是税吏，有的是一些政治团体的这种成员，各式各样的人都有。
In this new family, this spiritual family, it was comprised of12 many different people. Some of them were fishermen, some of them were tax collectors, and so forth.
而且我们看到这个家庭的成员非常复杂啊，什么人都有。
As such, we can see that the composition of this family was very diverse, and it contains all kinds of people.
如果你看看我们教会啊，你回头看看也会看到什么样的人都有。
And obviously, if we look around our church now, we all can also see a very diverse range of people, all kinds of people.
呼召一个跟随耶稣的人进入神的家，是应用在每一个基督徒身上。
To call a follower of Christ to enter God's family is the commandment of every Christian.
在你个人的工作上面，神可能对每个人都不一样。
I mean, God may work differently in the work of each individual.
有的人，神呼召你去做护士，有的呼召你去做司机，或者有的呼召你去做牧师。
When some are called by God to be nurses, others to be drivers, some are even called to be pastors.
但是神呼召每一个人都要加入这一个家，也就是今天的教会。
But God calls everyone in the same way to enter his family, which is the church today.
那加入教会这个属灵的家是对每一个人的呼召，记得。
To take part in the church is the calling for every single Christian.
如果一个基督徒他没有一个属灵的家，他不属于任何的教会，他不是基督徒。
If a person is not part of a spiritual family, a spiritual home, and is not part of a church, he is not really a Christian.
所以我想这一点去提醒我们，我们必须要有一个属灵的家。
So I think this all reminds us that we must be part of a spiritual family, a church.
并且要接纳这一个家是由不同的人组成的。
Furthermore, we must accept that the church, our family, our home, is comprised of many different types of people.
那加入了这个家之后做什么呢？
So what do we do after we are part of this family?
那我们看使徒做什么呢？
Let's see what the disciples did.
14节，看经文，耶稣要他们常与自己在一起，目的是要教导他们，要差遣他们出去传道。
If we go back to the scriptures, in verse 14 it says,He, Jesus, that is, appointed 12 disciples that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach.
这正是告诉我们，成为基督徒，你加入这个属灵的家，不是一个终结，而是一个开始。
This is indeed telling us that becoming Christians and entering into our spiritual family, this is not the end of our journey, but merely the beginning.
在这个家里面我们一起学习啊，让神的话来装备我们，来改变我们。
I mean, in this family, we study the Bible together and we let God's word prepare us and change us.
我想这就是我们每个星期在团契里面所做的，或者在我们崇拜里面所做的。
I mean, that is why, we have fellowships and worship every week.
但是这只是方法，不是目的。
But this is only the method, not the ultimate goal.
最终的目的，神要我们出去传道，为耶稣做见证。
As per the scriptures, our goal is for us to go out and preach the gospel to be a testimony to for Jesus Christ.
那今天很高兴啊，我讲完道之后会邀请David 他来跟我们分享一下他自己的看见。
We're very fortunate today to have David among us to share about some of his work that he'll be undertaking after our sermon.
我们再看经文的第二个重点。神呼召我们在这个家里面要同心一意。
The second main point, God has called us to be part of His family so that we may be of one heart.
耶稣说，如果一个国自相纷争，那国就站立不住了。
For Christ says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand.
如果一个家自相纷争的话，这个家也站立不住。
If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand.
一个教会如果是分党结派互相攻击，结果会怎样呢？我想大家都能够想象得到。
Going forward, if a church is divided itself into factions who oppose and fight each other, I think everyone can imagine what the outcome for the church would be.
啊，我们教会总共有七堂的崇拜，那这样的分七堂的崇拜，是不是我们就互相分党结派了呢？
When our church Holy Trinity now has seven different services of worship,Does this mean we're divided against each other in factions?
那当然不是的，因为这样是更好的，可以去牧养不同背景的基督徒啊，可以让大家在自己熟悉的文化当中来成长，以致到我们可以为耶稣做见证。
Of course not. We are divided into different services to better allow pastoral care for Christians from different walks of life so that people can grow in a service based around a culture that they're familiar with.
教会里面最可怕的不是外面撒旦对我们的攻击。
The greatest fear for a church is not Satan's attack on the church.
最可怕的是信徒自己攻击自己。
But rather, the greatest fear for a church is when believers within the church attack each other.
我们看到有些教会出问题了，或者倒闭了，或者分裂了，都不会是外面的人来攻击你，很多时候都是自己攻击自己。
In all too many times, we've seen churches that have disbanded, that have gone bankrupt. It's because the people within the church have fought, and not because of outside forces.
所以，不管你有什么正确的理由，只要你在攻击教会的弟兄姐妹，你就在破坏教会。
No matter what kind of righteous reason you think you have, if you attack another brother or sister in a church in Christ, you are destroying God's home.
我想在教会里面，我们有不同的意见是在所难免的。
Think different people having different views in the church is inevitable.
但是我也相信我们有更多好的方法去解决。
But I think at the same time, we have many better ways, other ways of solving our differences.
神呼召我们进入这个家，是要我们同心一意去保护这一个家。
God has called us to be part of His family in order to protect His family, to stand together.
这是每一个家庭成员的责任。
This is the responsibility of every member of this family.
美国以前有一个出名的总统肯尼迪，他在总统就职演说的时候讲了这句话。
In an address made by the previous president of the United States, John F. Kennedy, he made the following statement.
他说，不要问国家为你做了什么，要问你能为国家做什么。
He said, ask not what your country can do for you.Ask what you can do for your country.
作为基督徒，生活在这一个属灵的家里面，我想，我们不要问国家为我们做什么，但是我们可以问一问，耶稣为我们做了什么。
As a Christian living in the spiritual family, I believe we can say we're not asking what Jesus can do for us, but what we can do for Jesus.
问一下，耶稣到底？2000年前为我们做了什么，以致到我们能够进入神的家。
We should ask ourselves, what did Jesus do for us 2,000 years ago in order to allow us to enter God's family?
再问我们自己一下，我可以做什么来保护这一个家？
And then we need to ask ourselves, what can we do to protect our family?
你能做什么使这个家的人都能够站立在一起呢？
So what can we do so that everyone in this family can stand together?
我想最简单的，主动的去跟那一些可能以前跟你有过一些不愉快的经历的哈，有些不开心的经历的人，去跟他和好。
I think the simplest answer, most straightforward answer, is to make peace with those that you may have previously had conflict with.
在教会当中去学习宽恕、忍耐、爱心，就能够使我们啊所有的家人站立在一起。
And within the church, we must learn to forgive, to have patience, and to love, so that we can stand together as one family.
这样的话我们就 有能力去为耶稣做见证。
And this way we can stand together firmly and strongly as a testimony for Jesus Christ.
最后一点，神呼召我们在这个家里面去遵行神的旨意。
Lastly, God calls us to have obedience in his family, in his work.
当耶稣的母亲和弟弟来要接他走的时候，耶稣怎么说？他说，谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄呢？凡遵行神旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹。
When Jesus' mother and brothers came to take him home, Jesus said to them, Who are my mother and my brothers? In fact, everyone who follows God's will are brothers and sisters and mothers in Christ.
我们仔细看的时候会看到，耶稣其实他自己并没有去否定血缘的家庭，我们本来那个家庭的位置。他没有说我不要母亲了，不要兄弟了，他不是这样说。
If we look at the scripture carefully, Jesus at no point denies his blood relationship to his family. He never says, I don't have a mother or brothers.
当耶稣在十字架上面快要断气的时候，约翰福音里面记载了他做了最后一件事情。
Further, this is shown when Jesus was taking his last breaths on the cross, according to the Gospel of John. He did one thing.
最后一件事就是他把自己的母亲玛利亚交托了给使徒约翰。
Last thing that Jesus did on the cross was to entrust his mother Mary to the care of John the disciple, saying, "Here is your mother."
之后，使徒约翰就照顾着玛利亚。
And from then onwards, John was the one who took care of Mary.
由此我们可以看到，耶稣不是去否定啊我们亲人之间的关系。
Therefore, from this, we can say that Jesus never ever denied the relationship amongst this family.
他要强调的是两个家庭的不同的地方。
But what he's trying to reiterate is the differences between the two concepts of family.
一个是因着血缘啊而成立的一个群体，一个家庭。
One family is associated by blood.
啊，是因为血缘把这些人连在一起的。
We are related by our blood.
另一个家是因为大家认识同一位神，并遵行他的旨意而连在一起。
The other type of family, however, is because all members know God and they all seek His will together.
这些人不一定有血缘的关系。
This family may not necessarily be linked via blood.
是耶稣基督把他们连在一起。
But they are linked by Jesus Christ.
有血缘家庭背景的人，他们可能样子特别像啊，
The characteristics of a family related by blood may be that the family members all look the same, all look similar.
或者是背景啊、性格啊、甚至爱好可能也有关联。
And their backgrounds, habits, personalities, even interests may be very similar.
但是在属灵的家里面，我们只有一个特征。
But in our spiritual family, we only need to have one common characteristic.
这个特征就是以基督为主人，遵行他的话。
And that is, we all accept Jesus as our Lord and all seek God's will.
有一个很出名的牧师啊，他这样说，他说，一个人在生命当中首先要寻找的不是自由，而是主人。
The famous preacher Peter T. Forsyth once said, the first duty of every soul is to find not its freedom, but its master.
那这跟现在这个世界很不一样。
This is very different to the world we live in today.
今天这个世界一直在追求人的自由。
In the world we live in today, everyone is seeking their own freedoms.
想象一下一艘小船。
You imagine a little boat.
一直向往着自由，一直往大海里面走。
As it floats freely into the wide ocean.
最后，它在这个大海当中自由自在地走来走去。
And as it continues to drift out into the sea,
有了自由，同时也面对着孤单，没有方向，不知道要去哪里。
And although it has all the freedom it ever wants, it is now lost, it is now lonely, and it now has no direction whatsoever.
如果我们的人生没有找到一个主人的话，我们的人生就像这一个非常非常小的船在这么大的海中。
We have not found a master in our lives. We are just like this little boat floating out the sea.
没有人生的方向，没有目标，不知道该怎么活。
No directions in life, no goals in life, and we don't know how to live.
你的生命找到了主人了吗？
Have you found the master in your life yet?
你已经在神的家了吗？
Are you already in God's family?
你有尽力去保护这一个家吗？
Have you made your utmost efforts to protect this family?
你做了什么去保护这一个家？
What have you done to protect this family?
我再问这几个问题哦，所有的小组长请你记下来，带回去问你的组员，在你们的讨论当中。
All the cell group leaders leading this week, please remember these questions as we will be sharing on these in our groups this week.
你在生命当中找到了你的主人了吗？
First question, have you found the master in your life as yet?
第二个问题，你已经在神的家了吗？
Second question, are you already in God's family?
第三个，你有尽力去保护这一个家吗？
Third question, have you made your utmost efforts to protect his family?
第四个，你做了什么去保护这一个家？
The final question, what have you done to protect his family?
好，今天我的分享就到这里哈。那我们在讲完道的时候呢，我特别邀请到 David Chong， 他今天有一些的信息，他的感动要来跟我们分享。当我看到他给我的 email 的时候，我也非常感动，我非常的欢迎他来到我们当中。
The sermon ends here, but we now welcome David Chong to come up and share some of experiences. He's about to go on missions, and let's give our time to him.